Now stay tuned for the Sunday morning wake-up call on 94.7 WPVC-LP Charlottesville. The wake-up call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Now here's your host, Rick Moore.
Thanks for being here on a lovely Sunday morning, everybody. Homegrown, rocking it out at the end of the day. How do you follow that, Leslie? Scott Jones? I don't know. She's outside. She's hyperactive now. Work yourself up for that rant. Worked me up for that rant. Bree Warner in the studio with me. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
We're going to be talking about local tourism. Bree Warner, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Media Relations. Can you fit all that on a card?
It's a bigger card than normal.
From the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau.
That's right. Your or CACVB for short.
Your card is the size of a tablet.
It sure is.
The CACVB. We will be talking about local tourism, local the size of just Charlottesville and Albemarle County. Do you stretch a little bit extra?
We do. We do. You know, tourists don't really think in terms of, oh, I'm crossing the county line now and I'm going into Nelson or I'm going into Green or I'm going into Orange. And so, you know, people come and typically stay in Charlottesville as we have a fairly large number of hotel rooms, all things considered, in the area. So they call their home base in Charlottesville and Albemarle County, but they will travel to visit the breweries, the wineries in Nelson and go visit Montpelier. We love our friends over there in Orange and so forth. So we do think in regional terms as well.
And we'll be talking about those places throughout the hour. So with Bree Warner, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Media Relations. I might not throw that full term out.
That's okay.
The hour. From the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Tourism Bureau.
Yes.
We'll
in short.
Right, tighten some of those up a little bit with Bree here on the Sunday morning wake-up call. So, Bree, I want to know, it can't be just you. It's got to be a team. So who makes up the organization? I want to know how you're funded. Is this just from Charlottesville and Albemarle? You get a few dollars from the city and the county?
Actually, it's from a portion of the hotel tax of all the hotels and B&Bs that are situated in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. So we are not, we don't get tax local taxpayers' money, basically. So it's the visitors that fund our operation. And so the more we can generate, it helps us, and we help the area basically grow and have amazing, visibility in terms of tourism. And so that's how we're funded. And you were talking about the team. Absolutely. Our team is incredible. We have big ambitions. We have big dreams. We like to think that we do, big projects as big as our team can sustain it. There's seven of us full time. So it's not a very big team. There's our executive director, Kurt Burkhart. And then, I'm in charge of sales, marketing, and media relations with a team of two other people. We have a webmaster and a project assistant who also helps a lot with media relations, media pitches to keep us, in the news as much as we possibly can locally, but also nationally in some cases. And then we have the team of visitor relations management, which basically takes care of the visitors that come to our two visitor centers. We have one on the downtown mall inside the transit building right next to the pavilion.
The transit building, that's where the buses are.
Correct. So the upper floor.
And near where the pavilion is.
Right
for
next
Fridays
to the pavilion.
After five.
That's right. That's right. It almost happens in our office. Those concerts.
So you can go to all the shows for free.
No, that's not exactly how it works. We have to exit a certain
You can hear
path.
All the shows
we,
for free.
Yes, we could hear them in our office. Yes. And so the team that helps visitors that walk into our visitor centers are comprised of a visitor relations manager, and whose team is basically six part-time folks, in addition to a few volunteers as well who help out. And then I cannot miss mentioning our amazing finance/purchasing person in the office. She's amazing. So
when I think of somebody, again, Bree Warner here, director of marketing, we're talking about local tourism. When I think of that sort of thing, I think of pulling at the rest area and seeing the wall of brochures telling me what to do in Virginia or whatever area that I'm in.
Sure. I mean, that's part of it. And our two visitor centers, of course, they're, as I said, one is on the downtown mall and the other is in Crozet, across from Crozet Pizza inside the, we're the Albemarle Tourism and Adventure Center. And we share the space with a group of local artisans who sell their art pieces there. But yes, we do have, of course, the brochures. There's still a lot of people who prefer having something in hand on which they can write notes and to have in their purse and to be inspired by the photo. So as much as we like to think, well, yes, most people do, and that's certainly the case where people do their research ahead of time on their tablet, on their computer at home, or even on their mobile phone, that's most definitely the case. And there's a generation who could not care less about paper brochure. However, there's still a lot of people out there who care about that visitor guide, who care about that rec card that is going to maybe inspire them to go somewhere they hadn't even considered going to when they come into a destination. Not everybody plans ahead of time, to a certain extent.
People don't plan?
Some of them don't. You know, you'd be surprised. And that's one of the interesting things about Charlottesville as well, is that, you know, Charlottesville is obviously a destination in itself, and a lot of people come here for a multitude of reasons. But there are those who are driving on 64 and they see Charlottesville and they stop and they realize, oh my gosh, look at all there is to see and do here. And they're inspired to maybe stay a day or two longer. Those baby boomers who are maybe on their way to somewhere else, maybe they have property in Florida or in South Carolina and they're traveling. We see that a lot with Canadians, in fact, who really all they know about Virginia truly is Virginia Beach, perhaps Williamsburg, but they don't know much else. They just drive through on their way to somewhere else. And so we have to capture those people and let them know just how amazing Charlottesville and Albemarle County is as a destination.
Can I ask what brought Bree Warner here?
Most
because
certainly.
you don't sound like as a someone listening on the other end of the conversation, you don't sound like a local.
I've been a local and considered myself a local for almost 11 years now. But originally, you got my secret. I'm French Canadian, so I am. That's my native tongue, and I grew up speaking French north of Montreal in the province of Quebec. And then, to make a long story short, I was working for a little entertainment company you might know called Cirque du Soleil. I started with them at their international headquarters in Montreal, and then decided that I wanted to work for a show. Was not crazy about the idea of going on tour, so the options at the time were to either go to Orlando or Las Vegas. And I was recruited by the marketing team in Las Vegas to become PR, to do PR for the show O at the Bellagio, and spent, almost 7 years, wonderful years there. But then something unexpected happened. I met the man who became my husband. He was from Texas. And then shortly thereafter, we got married. And when our son was born, we decided we cannot have him grow up in Las Vegas and think that this is normal life, that this is normal. This is like this everywhere. And so it was important to us to find a place where quality of life for families was great. And my husband got a job offer at the University of Virginia. And so we moved here in 2006. And I'll tell you something. I moved here just based on his word and his impression of the destination. I did not visit first. He came. He interviewed. He loved it. He told me I would love it. And I said, fine, let's do it. And I moved here. We packed all our things, crossed the country with our little caravan. And it's going to be 11 years in July.
So do you tell that story, or anything like that, of Charlottesville being the quality of life to raise your son for visitors?
Well, up to a certain degree, because people coming here expecting a, let's say somebody who's never heard anything about Charlottesville, Navarre County, you know, their expectation cannot be that of a large metropolis or even a large metropolitan region. It's a lot, it feels a lot more quaint, even though, you know, it's a fairly large territory, and it's certainly not a big destination. So it's a place place that is authentic, I think, is one of the main things about the destination. It's authentic. It's got a small town feel with all the advantages of perhaps a larger metropolis without necessarily all the heavy traffic. And I know I'm going to, some people at home may say, oh, there is traffic
depends
here.
Depends on where you're going and what time of day or what
this
weekend.
This is true. But after having lived in large metropolises like Las Vegas or even Montreal, and you're stuck, you know, you cannot get home under an hour, even though, you know, without traffic, this it would only take you 15 minutes because you are stuck in traffic every single morning and every single night. Everything's relative, of course, you know, and like you said, it all has to do with where you're going and at what time. But it feels a lot quainter, a lot smaller. And I'm saying this in a very positive way, where you can get from point A to point B relatively easily. And then if you drive for 10, 15 minutes, you're in the countryside, basically. You're at Monticello, you're at one of the vineyards, you're surrounded by natural beauty. Yet, you know, you drive back 10, 15 minutes and you're back in Charlottesville, and you have the downtown mall, and you have this area here near 29 where you have, you know, shopping and some of the services that you'd expect from a larger city.
Again, our guest today, Bree Warner. She's the Director of Sales and Marketing and Media Relations from the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau. Local tourism here, 12 minutes after the hour, Sunday morning wake-up call on WPVC. So the tourism, the center here, you're divided in the sense that you're trying to help both people who are visiting Charlottesville, but you're also providing information for locals and reminding them that there are things to do here. You don't have to leave the area. Don't forget that these things are available for you to do, whether they're free, whether they're low cost, for what's the phrase, staycations.
That's right.
How does your organization, your team, do that?
Well, I don't think that they are mutually exclusive. A lot of the things that we do to assist visitors, we also do for locals. The example that I'm thinking about is yourself. You know, how long has it been since you went to Monticello? How long has it been since you visited Montpelier? And it's just the way it is. You live somewhere. Things are right there, you know, in your backyard. You don't necessarily think of spending time and spending your precious or hard-earned vacation time. You just you think about going away. Yet all these wonderful attractions that people from around the world really come to visit are right here.
But an outside the area visitor might come to the visitor center. Would a local person come to the visitor center? Or do you reach me and other locals through other ways?
Yes, we have a campaign that we have been doing for a few years now, every spring, summer, called Stay Local, Play Local. And that's to just try to remind locals of all the wonderful things that they can see and do in their own backyard. And perhaps make them discover of things that they were not aware existed. For instance, you know, there are a number of wine tour companies that exist now. There are several of them, actually, and they do a wonderful job to either take you as a group or as an individual to visit some of the wineries, the breweries, etc. And that's a fun-filled day where you just, you know, leave your car somewhere. You don't have to worry about driving. You can enjoy quality time with loved ones, just discovering and going to enjoy the beauty of Albemarle County and taste the wonderful, wonderful wines. You know, Virginia is the fifth wine producer in the United States with over 280 wineries. And we have, a large number of them right here in Central Virginia. And so for those who enjoy wine or now beer and distilleries as well, cider, those are all wonderful products that are made right here in our area that really should be discovered by all the locals. And then, of course, visitors too.
How do you, not to get too far away from that topic, we want to talk about that. How do you and your team members tell someone about those trips or about the different wineries without leaving someone out?
Right. That's a really good question. We try to provide as much information as possible. The main reason, and I can tell you just back, taking a step back for a second, our organization is not membership-based. There's different models out there for Convention Visitors Bureau. Some are not funded by taxpayer money or by, you know, the hotel tax and so forth. They are membership-based, much like a Chamber of Commerce, and they charge a membership every year. And they represent, yes, the destination, but they really focus on those organizations who are members of the CVB. With us, it's not the case. We represent everybody, all the organizations that deal with tourists in some capacity, and that can be fairly wide, as you can imagine. We promote them. And the main tool that we use for that is our website, visitcharlottesville.org. And I will tell you, it is quite challenging to keep that tool up to date because restaurants close, others open, and it's just our, you know, relatively small team. So we rely on one another. We rely on new businesses to tell us, you know, okay, tell us about your business. And they all get a free listing on our website. They have a calendar of event that's accessible where we list events for free again. So any organization that hosts an event that has the potential to be interesting to a visitor, we make that tool available to them. Then we have our social media channels, which are quite powerful. We actually reached 100,000 fans on Facebook a few months ago, which is amazing when you think in the state of Virginia, in terms of locality, we are number two in terms of number of fans after Virginia Beach. So, you know, we're even higher than Richmond. Our team is so seasoned and so active, and they've got this strategy, which is fairly simple, of just evoking the desire to be in Charlottesville and Albemarle County with using images, sometimes using video. We have our blog. So all of those tools are meant to be a representation and again, to give everybody a chance to shine, you know, and everybody in our destination to shine with visitors and locals who are also curious as to what there is to see and do in Charlottesville and Albemarle County.
So you're putting the responsibility on the business, or some of the responsibility on the business, to help you help the visitors or the locals.
Well, it's in their interest to do so because, again, these tools are free. We're not charging anything for them to have a listing. And we get, you know, an average of 600,000 unique visitors on the website. And so it's a lot of pairs of eyes to be witness to businesses. And So, you know, as I was explaining, we try to keep track of what is going on ourselves. If we hear of a new restaurant, we will absolutely add them on and then reach out to them to say, hey, we're the Visitors Bureau. This is a tool that's free of charge for you. If you want to use it, they can get a password and update their listings themselves, update photos, menus, specials, anything they've got going on, and they've got complete control of their page on our website.
What about places that go out of business?
Well, we try again to
I mean, they're
keep
not,
track
they're
of
they're probably
that.
Not going to take the time to tell you that they went out of
You're
business.
You're right. You're right. So we, you know, within our team, we try to be as active as we can locally. And so we will notice that, okay, a place is out of business, so we remove the listing. It's a constant daily job.
I think that your website member, you're the person responsible on the team for the website, comes in, works has a busy day.
They do, always. And there's always changes and there's always additions and things that need to be removed sometimes. So it's really, you know, we need to wrap our arms around the destination. And then, as we were talking earlier on in the show, regionally, thinking regionally, even the regional businesses can have a listing on the website as well. So just to be able to be as informative as we can to the visitors and the locals in terms of what there is to see and do in the destination.
20 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Bree Warner, Director of Marketing from the Local Tourism Bureau. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and let's talk about some of the upcoming events, whether you're a visitor in the area for graduation or something else that's going on. And for some locals, the stay local, play local thing, here is what we're going to be doing. And back with Bree Warner. So, Bree, let's talk about some of the upcoming events that people can find on the website. Visitcharlottesville.org.
That's right.
You got a nice, easy one there.
Yes.
Well
and
done.
Thank you. Thank you. And right on the homepage, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the calendar of event, and there'll be featured events that scroll through, but then you can click through and see, again, you know, a list as exhaustive as we can possibly deliver of all the events that are of interest to visitors on the website, visitcharlottesville.org.
Stay local, play local. Is that just a theme, an idea to get people to do, or do you get, if you sign up for that, does something go with that?
It's actually just a marketing campaign that we've been doing every year for the past, I want to say, 6 years now. And we basically, the idea is to inspire locals to consider spending time as tourists in their own backyard in Charlottesville and Albemarle County and go back to those places you haven't visited in years. And I'm thinking the Monticello, the Highland, Montpelier, those historical attractions. Go visit those wineries, go take time to taste some wine, go take a hike in our beautiful Shenandoah National Park, which is so close. There's so much that can be enjoyed here, and you can have, you know, you can decide, okay, well, this is the weekend, but I really want to feel like I'm on vacation, so I'm going to rent a room at a local B&B and just play tourist and go all out and play tourist in our area and not have to drive.
I was just going to ask you, what do the hotels think about that?
They love it. They love it, and it's, you know, it doesn't matter where guests come from. There's something about staying at a hotel or at a B&B where when you check in, I don't know, it does that to me. I hope it does to you as well and your listeners, but where you feel, you know, unless you're traveling for work, of course, but when you check into a hotel, you feel like, okay, this is the official start of something really nice, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to spend time with my loved ones, and I'm going to enjoy it as much as I can and really do things that maybe I would not normally do in my, you know, the routine. Everybody's got so much to do all the time, and it's easy to fall in that trap where you become blindsided as to what there is to see and do here. So that's our hope with Stay Local, Play Local. We try to go out and feature some of the places that perhaps locals don't know about and just showcase those places and hopefully inspire locals to spend time as tourists in Charlottesville and Albemarle County.
So let's talk about a couple of the upcoming events.
Yes.
Heritage Theater Festival.
Yes, the Heritage Theater Festival is, gosh, it's in its, I want to say, 42nd or 43rd year already. It's a amazing theater festival that takes place on grounds at the Drama Building. And the Drama Building, some may not know this, but they have three beautiful theaters. One that is fairly recent, actually, the Ruth Kaplan Theater. Beautiful, beautiful state-of-the-art theater. And so the festival presents, it's been about 5-6 productions each summer. And they bring in equity actors from all over the United States to participate in those shows. And so it's very, very high caliber productions. They have some musicals. In past years, they've done Sound of Music, for instance. They've done, you know, a number of big productions like that, My Fair Lady, etc. And so, but they also have smaller productions. And so you can buy tickets for the entire seasons, they see every single show, or you can buy tickets per show. And it's a really, really wonderful time. I think it's one of the hidden gems of our destination for sure.
You've got the Charlottesville Opera.
Charlottesville Opera. They've rebranded from being called Ashlawn Opera. As some may know, the productions were presented at Ashlawn Highland in the past, and now it's happening on the downtown mall at the Paramount Theater. So they rebranded to Charlottesville Opera. So that's, you know, people who are interested in performing arts, we're really spoiled with those two festivals taking place during the summer.
The Virginia Craft Brewers Festival.
Yes, this is exciting, and it's kind of a big deal. It's the first time that this event will take place in Charlottesville. It'll be at the X Park on August 19, and they will have dozens upon dozens of brewers, a lot, of course, of Virginia brewers for the most part, coming to share their wonderful products with locals and hopefully lots of visitors, too.
Now, is that the same festival that used to be at the Pavilion?
No, that's Top of the Hops, and that's still happening. That's coming up in the fall. And so those are two separate beer events. And there's the Jamboree event as well, which is another beer festival that takes place at Star Hill in Crozet.
So this is quite the beer area.
It is. It is. Breweries are a thing, if you pardon my French. Definitely. And there's lots of new breweries that are starting up in the area. And it's something that people will travel to enjoy. You know, they love craft brewery. It's, you know, as much as you can get a difference in flavors with wine, it's the same thing with beer, cider, distilleries. And so we're very, very fortunate to have such wonderful places to go enjoy those leisure beverages.
There's also some recent accolades and awards that have been given out.
Absolutely. Well, two things. So the CACVB gives out awards every year. This was our seventh year. We just last week gave a number of awards, and the idea behind that is to recognize people who work the front line, who are there day in and day out, helping visitors at hotels, transportation companies, attractions. It's those people that can really make a visitor's experience extra special by being, you know, exceptionally kind or exceptionally outgoing or whatever the case may be. So we did recognize a number of people this year. And if you don't mind me going down the list, we recognized Rachelle Gendreau from Bizou Restaurant as best server.
As from Bizou?
From Bizou, that's right. We recognized Walter Slosky, the chef and owner of the Chabine, as best chef. Best customer service attractions went to Mr. Nate Johnson, who is a wonderful, wonderful usher at John Paul Jones Arena. He touched us all with his speech when he accepted the award. What a wonderful gentleman. Best customer service transportation services went to Roger Jackman of Wish Wish Wine Tours. And finally, best customer service lodging went to Kayla Musselman of the Hilton Garden Inn. We also give out a Tourism Achievement Award, and that's been going on, since 1996. And so this year, the award was given to Paul Beyer, founder of the TomTom Festival. And so he was given this award because he inspires, you know, entrepreneurship, critical thinking, and celebration of the arts through his TomTom Festival every April. But we also receive accolades. So we give them out, and we also get some as a destination. And we find ourselves, you know, into so many top 10, top 20 lists for a very variety of reasons, which is, I think, a testament to how amazing this destination is. And just sharing an anecdote real quick. And I go to the conferences sometimes where I'm with colleagues from around the state or even from around the United States. And we are all there to sell our destination. And I honestly, sincerely feel bad for some of my colleagues who have maybe just the one attraction and a couple of hotels. And they are tasked to do the same thing that we are, basically, is sell their destination. But we have so much to offer. And I really feel fortunate to be representing a destination that has the historical attractions, the arts and the culture, the leisure beverages and the culinary scene and the great outdoors. All these things make the destination attractive to so many people.
Whereas, so you just go to work and put your feet up all day?
Well, no, actually, you know, it's just always kick it up a notch. A lot of people think of Charlottesville and Albemarle County, they think Monticello. That's the case with tour operators, for instance. When I go to this trade show every year called American Bus Association Marketplace, and it's one-on-one appointments, 7 minutes. It's like speed dating, boom, boom, boom. And no, it's true. That's exactly what it is. It's mind-boggling. And so I sit down at a tour operator's booth, and they ask me, okay, well, what's new in Charlottesville? And I tell them, what's old to you? And very often they'll say, well, you know, we have a tour and we leave from Luray Caverns and we come through Charlottesville, go to Monticello, eat at Mickey Tavern, and then we're on our way to Williamsburg. And so I sit there thinking, my gosh, you are missing out on so much. So it's my job to get them to extend their stay. It's wonderful that they're coming through and we appreciate it. We just want them to stay longer and maybe spend one night and the next day visit, you know, the two other presidential homes and perhaps throw in a winery tour in there. So that's basically how I come at it. Just want to make sure that these people know all there is to see and do. And, I could, as you know, as you can tell already, talk about Charlottesville and Albemarle County all day long. So one of the accolades to bring back the topic on the accolades that our destination received, U.S. News World Report Travel named us number 6 in the world for best wine vacation.
In the world.
Yeah, that is something. Then we were one of America's favorite towns by Travel and Leisure. Travelocity named us America's best small city for foodies, which is also pretty incredible. In addition to that, Expedia named us one of 17 places you must visit in 2017, which is really exciting. En Route, which is Air Canada's in-flight magazine, produced a story called the eight top restaurants and vineyards in Albemarle County in their November 2016 issue. And that has a readership of 1.5 million. And when you think about captive passengers in an airplane,
right,
flipping through the magazine, they get to learn about Albemarle County. That is really, really incredible. And finally, the last one I want to mention is TravelChannel.com, published in December 2016, an article called First Person Charlottesville, Virginia, Plan a Visit to This Culturally Rich City, which was an amazing article going over a lot of our wonderful tourism assets.
Again, our guest today, Bree Warner, Director of Sales, Media Relations from the Charlottesville Albemarle Visitors Bureau, 11:32 here on the Sunday morning wake-up call. When you do your work, you mentioned the bus scene, but then you mentioned being on a plane, the Air Canada. How does the Charlottesville Airport affect what you do? Because I think many people would say that the Charlottesville Airport does its best, but certainly could be better.
You know, we work closely with the Charlottesville Airport folks. They are an amazing team. I think what they are doing for the area is absolutely wonderful. They've just recently announced a new direct flight with United to Chicago. And so we work with them.
And that's what I meant by that, is that not that the Charlottesville Airport and the people in it, but the challenge of the flights.
Yes.
And yes. So let me rephrase the comment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the airport or the people in it, it's the flights and the difficulty from everything has to be from small airport to small airport. So the challenge to get to Charlottesville by plane for tourists,
mm-hmm,
it's not necessarily the best way to get to Charlottesville is by plane.
Okay, I understand. So, two things. First of all, in our marketing efforts, we do tend to mainly focus our marketing efforts in a 5-hour radius around Charlottesville, 5 to 6 hours. So Northern Virginia, of course, you know, is a place where we advertise and we reach out to. North Carolina, you know, those types of places where we look at this radius around Charlottesville and understand that people want a weekend getaway, or they want to be, you know, because, you know, of course, traveling by plane is more challenging and it requires time and it requires
effort.
So you're
not talking about week-long plane visits.
I mean, we could. And there's absolutely people who do come for a variety of reasons. And that was my second point, is that we take advantage of this. So where we now have daily flights with United and with American Airlines to Chicago on a daily basis. We just signed on to do a radio campaign in the Chicago market. So to just educate people there that, hey, you know, you want to try something different? You want to come and enjoy Charlottesville, Virginia? You have now many daily options to hop on the plane and come visit us.
That's wonderful.
So that's how we try to capture. And you know, our budget is, you know, some compared to some bureaus, obviously you can always be worse or better.
Have you broken the $20 million mark yet?
Oh my gosh, we're so far from that. It's not even the same ballpark, not even the same city where the ballpark is, really. But we try our best to look at, you know, where will our efforts be the most effective? You know, where can we make an impact? And I was talking also about, you know, educating Canadians coming through, because we know that they are. I'm French Canadian. I know that a lot of Canadians have timeshares or they have property in Florida, and they drive down in late November, early December to go south, and they come back in March to come back up. Well, those are times of year where, you know, we can use a little bit more tourism business because our hotels are not quite as full as they are in the month of May and October. So for us, it's really great. Again, it's just a matter of letting Canadians know about Charlottesville. And I've done some media relations up there, you know, and we did a sales mission with Virginia Tourism Corporation, which is the state tourism office, if you will. And we partner with them on a lot of their projects.
That the Virginia is for lovers?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so we tried to partner with them because they do a lot of the legwork, and then they need partners to be able to deliver, you know, certain things, such as when we go on a mission to different markets, whether it be a sales mission to go meet with AAA agents in whatever city that is, would be within a drive-in market, or go to Canada to do a sales mission with media and travel agents up there to educate them about our destination. So we try to be supportive. And again, we try to put our efforts where it makes sense and where we'll hopefully see a good return.
Again, our guest today, Bree Warner, from the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau, as we talk about local tourism. One of the things that we haven't really touched on is the music scene here. I mean, we mentioned the Downtown Pavilion, but there's a lot of other things going on. People drive here for some huge concerts that are going on. And then there's the Play Local events that you have touched on. So tell me more about what's going on there.
With the music, absolutely. You know, when you think about Charlottesville and music, in my mind anyway, I can't help but think about Dave Matthews, his impact, how he always comes back here to begin his tours at the John Paul Jones Arena. And you mentioned we've had some incredible, incredible names come and perform in Charlottesville for a relatively smaller market. When you think of Sir Paul McCartney coming here, U2, Rolling Stones, Lady Gaga, what are the odds that some of these performers would actually come to, you know, a smaller destination?
Charlottesville is a pretty small population to have those. I mean, for musical performers who play ... city,
yes,
markets to come to Charlottesville, that seems odd.
But it's really amazing. And we're so, so fortunate to have those concerts. And it's not just the big names either. It's all, you know, the other ones that come, everybody that is interested in coming and performing here. And, you know, on a weekly basis in the summer, especially, we're so fortunate because there's Fridays After 5 at the Pavilion, free concerts for the family, food trucks, just a fun atmosphere kicking off the weekend. That's so, so fun. Then Highland, James Monroe's home, They've started Tuesday Tunes that they do once a month. So that's a concert there as well on property, which is such a beautiful place. We've got Carter Mountain. They do a Thursday evening concert series on the mountaintop. Eat barbecue, watch the sunset, listen to live music. What can be better than that? And then you have all the other venues.
Apple cider donuts.
Yo, don't forget those. They're so yummy. Oh, my gosh.
My wife is still waiting for me to go get her some apple cider donuts.
Oh, they are amazing. And then you have all the other venues where you can enjoy live music. The Jefferson, the Paramount Theater, the Southern.
The Garage.
The Garage, exactly. And then, of course, the John Paul Jones Arena. So we are really, really fortunate. And on any given night, you can even, you know, Miller's, I was talking about Dave Matthews, of course, yeah. That's where it started for him. So there is live music, you know, almost any night of the week.
And the ones we left out, that you can go to the website, visit charlottesville.org. And check out.
That absolutely, absolutely. We try to be as thorough as we can and catch everything that is going on in our beautiful destination.
I mean,
oh yes. The festivals are important, and we've named some of the few summer festivals that take place. But of course, as you look down towards the fall, there's the Heritage Harvest Festival at Monticello, which is such a fun event on the West Lawn there of Monticello. Beautiful, beautiful event that gathers, you know, so many people. So that's a lot of fun. The Virginia Film Festival, such a staple festival in our destination. It brings big names and, you know, wonderful premieres. So that's such a fun time in our destination. And that's in November. And of course, Festival of the Book in March every year. Wonderful, wonderful book festival that brings in authors of all kinds and sparks discussions and really, really wonderful event. And TomTom Festival, not to forget TomTom.
Photography Festival, did that just happen or is that just about to happen?
This is normally in June, and as I understand it, they are on hiatus right now. There's been changes in the leadership of the festival, so there's not going to be a festival this year, and we're in a holding pattern right now. I'm not sure when the next edition will take place, but that's such a wonderful event with the large pictures hanging from the trees on the downtown mall. It's just beautiful.
42 minutes after the hour with our guest today, Bree Warner from the Visitors and Tourism Bureau on the Downtown Mall and in Crozet.
Yes, absolutely.
Can't forget the little pocket out in Crozet.
You know, it's an important pocket. I can talk to you about that if you'd like.
We'll do that when we come back. Hang tight, folks. Back with Bree Warner, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Media Relations, Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau, as we do local tourism. Bree, you wanted to make sure that we give the Crozet pocket its props.
Absolutely. So we opened a brand new visitor center in Crozet. It's in the historic train depot, which used to be the library before the Crozet got this beautiful new building. And we share the space with a group of local artisans. They sell their art, and there's so much. If you are in need of buying a present for somebody who has everything, this is where you need to go, because you'll find everything from jewelry, photography, woodcraft, pottery, paintings. It's just beautiful, beautiful artifacts that you can pick, and you know that will suit every budget. So I strongly encourage you to go there. It's located across the street from Crozet Pizza, and of course everybody knows where Crozet Pizza is. It's been named, did you know it's been named best pizza in the world by National Geographic a few years ago?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have seen multiple magazines and websites where they give you the best pizza in every state, and where Crozet Pizza is regularly the one for Virginia.
That's right. Well, National Geographic was no exception. They were impressed with Crozet's pie. So so all this to say that in our little, not so little, visitor center, we share the space with the artisans, as I said, and we try to be a little more state of the art. So we've got this possibility to explain to people who want to go on a hike, for instance. We have our wonderful iPads, and we show them, and we are able to walk them through you know, a path or a specific trail that they might be interested in, and we mirror what's on the iPad on a large screen TV. So they're, we're able to really see what they need to see to be able to be, to not get lost, obviously. And we are able to print whatever's needed for them to enjoy their visit if they need to, or we can send the content to their own phone if they want to. So it's a lot of fun. It's a more streamlined space. There's programming also that we offer monthly with local authors, for instance. We've had someone from the Shenandoah National Park talk about bear safety and what to do, you know, when bears are, you know, kind of lurking around your property. So we try to help the locals in that way as well, and have programming that might be of interest to visitors as well.
So this idea has popped into my head before, but it popped into my head again now that we were talking about Crozet Pizza. You have, or in the area, I don't know who invented the Brewer's Trail, the Brew Ridge Trail.
Yes.
So talk about the Brew Ridge Trail for a moment.
Brewage Trail, we were not the one to invent them. I think that the brewers got together and decided to create this trail to market themselves. Mm-hmm. Much like there are a number of trails that your listeners might not all be familiar with. There's, of course, the Monticello Wine Trail, and there's the Monticello Artisan Trail, which is really, really interesting. And it really is to bring together artisans of all kinds, that a lot of them are located in Albemarle County or Nelson County, and to give them a tool to promote themselves through the trail. So that's another trail. But those are really, really interesting ways to promote some of our assets, because it just provides, you know, guests who are interested in beer or who are interested in wine or artisan work a tool to be able to make a day out of it if you want. You know, just go along the different stops and enjoy and do tastings or do a visit of the facilities. So that's a lot of fun, and that's available to tourists and locals, of course.
I always thought that there should be a pizza trail.
Oh.
Because some days I can't decide as to whether or not, and I can mention specific places. I mean, we've mentioned Crozet Pizza. I can't decide as to whether or not I want Dr. Ho's or Crozet Pizza.
Tough decision.
Right. And from where I live, it's pretty much an equal drive, you know, maybe five minutes or 10 minutes mm-hmm. difference. And there's Christian's Pizza, I think.
Yes.
People would say is, you know, similar or mm-hmm. similar options, you know, also, again, unusual quality toppings. And I'm sure we can mention, people want to call up and mention their favorite pizza place, but the people could get together. Those places, Christian's does, but Crozet Pizza and Dr. Ho's, you're welcome on the free, for the free publicity. They don't sell slices, but that's part of what the brewers and the wines do, is you get samples.
Correct.
But, you know, you want to be able to go and say, oh, I've heard they're so good, but I can't eat a whole pizza here and then go down there and eat a whole pizza.
Right.
Unless there's five or six of you mm-hmm. and you go split a pie and then you go over there and split a pie. And the same thing with a barbecue.
That's true.
Sometimes you just want to taste whose barbecue is better. I mean, they talk about barbecue exchange in Gordonville, and then you go, you know, and it's just, and make a trail. Let's go. I want to sample different people's barbecue.
You know, we were thinking of doing that with chocolate as well.
Oh, okay.
Because,
I'm into it.
Yes.
Where is it? Put it up and I'll vote.
You know, I mean, those are really good ideas. And luckily, in the meantime, until a trail is created, you can go to visitcharlottesville.org in our visitors section under dining. You can search all the listings that we have and narrow it down to, you know, Italian or so we're always trying to refine those tools as well. It's one thing to have a website, but we have to, you know, we always take into consideration suggestions, much like what you've just offered, which I think is great, and try to make the website better, more user-friendly, and provide services that maybe we, you know, our team would not think about. And if I can give you an example, a couple of years ago, Mark Lorenzoni, a wonderful person in this community.
Running store, correct?
That's right. And he came to us and suggested, he said, how can you cater to runners and how can I help you cater to runners? He thought of his behavior when he travels somewhere and he arrives at a hotel. First thing he wants to do is put on his running shoes and go for a run. Some hotels have been able to provide him with a map where it's safe to run, especially if you're a female traveling solo. You want to make sure that you don't end up, you know, in an unfamiliar city, you don't end up somewhere where you shouldn't be, or where you wouldn't feel as safe. So Mark came to us with this idea of putting together running maps that would have a start and end point at different hotels. And so he would go by areas, so the downtown hotels that are near the downtown mall, for instance, and then the university area hotels, and then some 29 hotels. Where can you go for a run, you know, if you want to run a 5K or if you want to run, you know, a little longer. And so he was amazing in putting those maps together for us. And then we distributed the maps to the different hotels, provided them with the maps. They're on our website as well. So, you know, it's good to get that feedback because, you know, our team, we can only, we try to stay relevant as much as possible. We try to be thorough in the information we present. But of course, this was a service that we were not offering. We just didn't have the resources to be able to have those running maps. And now we do. So we're so appreciative that Mark came forward and worked with us on that. And then, so anything of that nature that locals think about, like, hey, how about this past week, I got an email from someone I know who said, do you have resources for people with food allergies where you would have, you know, a list of restaurants who are especially good in delivering a gluten-free menu, for instance, or dairy allergies and so forth. And so that's another great idea. And so we're going to implement that on our website. And again, we want to be as useful and as helpful as we can be. So we welcome all those suggestions.
Mark Lorenzoni, Blue Ridge Runners, is that the name of his business?
It's, the name of his shop is really escaping me right now. I could look, it's the,
I'll see if I can do both at the same time.
Sorry about that. The name is escaping.
It's off the corner.
It is.
It is off the corner.
It is.
Give him his props for coming up with that. Have you gotten more requests for Trump Winery since Donald Trump has become president?
Not really, no. Not us. I think that guests who are curious about the winery have been visiting or have been going to the website, but we know as an organization, we have not noticed any increase or decrease in requests, you know, in either way.
11:53 here. Our guest today, Bree Warner, from the Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yes.
The local tourism spot. Don't forget, there's the Stay Local, Play Local.
That's right. Stay Local, Play Local. And, you know, there are other ways we can assist locals that people may not be thinking about. So if you noticed in my really, really long title, I've got the word sales. And what that entails is basically assisting groups who are in need of hotel rooms, a large number, well, large, you know, 10 and up, hotel rooms and or a venue to host an event where it's a meeting or family reunion and so forth. I assist with that. That's in my role. And so this is how we can also help locals. So if you are planning a wedding, if you are planning a family reunion where you will be needing hotel rooms, instead of a person calling every single hotels, wait for callbacks from the sales team, etc., that is a daunting task that
takes
a long time.
Virginia is for lovers. Charlottesville is for gatherings.
Well, it is. And people do. It's such a wonderful place to gather. So what I can do to save time is we have at visitcharlottesville.org, if you go under the meeting and events tab, there's a menu item that's called Submit RFP for requests for proposals. And the idea behind that is that anybody planning an event can fill out the very simple form letting us know, you know, what dates do they need the rooms for, how many rooms is needed each night, if they need an event space, what size, what kind of setup do they need food and beverage, you know, any kind of catering and so forth. And they fill out the form, and I take it and I push it out to all of the hotels that basically meet the criteria that are needed for this to be successful. For instance, if it's a meeting for, you know, 150 people, there's only a handful of places that can host such an event. So I would only push that out to those hotels that can host such a large event. But in a, if it's a block of rooms, then I push it out to everybody, including bed and breakfast. So that's a way that I can save, you know, we can save a lot of time to locals. We can also help them by providing them with little gift bags for their attendees from out of town with a visitor guide, maps, and maybe a little souvenir, you know, Charlottesville souvenir that that they can provide to their out-of-town attendees. So that's also free of charge. So we're always happy to help as much as we can.
I sent, I put up a little Facebook piece asking my local friends for some tips for local or for visitors and, you know, share some things. And some people just laughed at me and said, I'm not sharing my special information with others.
Pretty please.
Well, one friend was really funny and said, that's like giving out my babysitter number.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought that was funny. One friend said, remind people that there are three parking lots on the UVA corner.
That's a good tip. That's an excellent tip. Yep.
You can tell that my friends are drinkers. Said, remind people that there's the Court Square Tavern and Hardywood Pilot Brewery.
Yes, that's a brand new one.
There are, as we talked about, the Brew Ridge Trail, but Charlottesville now has half a dozen or more brewery and tasting spots in town.
Yes, absolutely. And have you been to a Draft on the downtown mall?
I have not.
Draft is amazing. They have
that's
a
the one
system
where you go in and they bill you by whatever your.
Yes, you're given a card, much like a credit card. There's 60 different taps, and you can pour as little or as much as you want, and your card is debited for the value of the amount of product that you poured. So if you just want a teeny bit to taste, or if you want a full glass, then that's what you pay for. It's such a neat concept, very unique.
Is there any sort of Black history tourism?
There is, and if you go to visitcharlottesville.org, you'll be able to see African-American places of interest on our website. Absolutely.
When we set this up, we were talking about people coming to town for graduation. Is there, do you have a lot of, you have an increase this weekend, or do things lay low?
You know, UVA says they expect 30,000 people this
weekend. I'm talking about for you. Do the locals lay low?
Yes.
And then do visitors who come to town, they already know what they're doing?
They well, pretty much. And we do assist some of them, and we're, you know, we're more than happy and ready to assist. But a lot of the people who come to town are the parents, of course, of the kids who are graduating and ready, getting ready to move out and take all the things out. So it's more, you know, of course, there's the celebration and the special meal that the family will share together. But then again, there's the other aspect of it, which is just very down to earth. Things have to be done type of thing. So.
And what's your favorite thing to do?
Oh, my gosh.
And I realize that you're picking something.
Right. Well, you know, one of my the favorite things, and it's going to sound really silly, but I work on the downtown mall. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I love more than going out at lunchtime and just walking the mall, the entire mall. And if I have a bit more time, I go all the way to West Main. Maybe if I have even more time, I take a little run all the way to UVA. So that whole area is very, very special. But then again, I also very, very much enjoy going to Monticello or going to Pippin Hill Farm, for instance, for lunch, you know, outside on the deck with that gorgeous view. So I'm, you know, there's so much to see and do. And I feel like the part that is my favorite part is discovering all there is to see and do, because I feel like I'll never be done enjoying everything there is to see and do in Charlottesville and Albemarle County. And I hope locals feel the same way.
Bree Warner, Director of Sales, Marketing, and Media Relations from Charlottesville Albemarle Convention and Visitors Bureau. Go to visitcharlottesville.org, or you can go to the center where the bus stop is, or the bus center is at the downtown mall near the pavilion, or across from Crozet Pizza at the Crozet Center.
That's right. Thank you so much for having me this morning, Rick.
Bree, thank you for being here. All right, everybody. Next week, the librarians will be here to talk about books you should read for the summer. Take care.
This has been the Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call on 94.7, the progressive voice of Charlottesville. The Wake-Up Call is brought to you by Tiger Fuel and the markets of Tiger Fuel. Production assistance and engineering from Sean McCord and Mike Friend. Be sure to join Rick next Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for the Wake-Up Call, only on WPVC-LP Charlottesville.